where did I go wrong? And where did I as a mother protect a narrative that was so damaging to you? Like, where was I unable to see that you were caught in a story that you didn't want to be in, even though you were, on paper, we were doing great. You were an honest student and you were on a sports team and you were doing all these things that are supposed to protect you against being, you know, harassed.
When I think about when I was 14 and my sort of first really messy sexual experiences happened, and I just remember this like sweetness and excitement just being curdled.
Yeah.
And it got so dark and so bad right away. And so I would have gone to you with like my first kiss, but my first kiss never happened.
Oh God, Sarah.
You know, because it was so bad. But what's interesting about that is you had no idea that was going on because I couldn't really accept that it was happening. But in truth, you had a lot that was going on.
That I couldn't accept was happening.
Yeah.
This is the truth. This is the truth. Unless we heal our own bodies, our contempt and, you know, disdain for other bodies will continue because it's self-contempt and self-disdain.
Yeah.
Not to love yourself enough to know what consent is and know what a boundary is. But when do we teach that? You know, and I think that's what you're doing is you're calling everyone to account. Under our shiny, glossy surface, we've got a drunken mess of kids hurting each other, grown-ups hurting each other.
And I just have this sense that I can't move on with my life. I can't leave Jackson. I can't leave our family until I've done this work.